Have you ever found yourself trying to guess a word from just like a few clues, building up the meaning as you go along? It's a pretty common challenge, right? But for some people, this whole process tells us something really profound about how their brains are wired. Today, we're diving into exactly that. We're looking at a recent study, Sue, Paul, Graves, Turner, and Brown, that uses a really clever new angle on an older test. Our mission basically is to explore how individuals with the genesis of the corpus callosum AGCC handle these kinds of word puzzles and what their strategies reveal about the brain's hidden workings.
Yeah, it's fascinating. AGCC, it's a congenital brain disorder. Part, or maybe all, of the brain's main communication bridge, the corpus callosum, is missing from birth. It happens in roughly 1 in 4,000 live births. Now, what's interesting is that people with what they call primary AGCC often have, normal intelligence. But research has shown they can still have some mild to moderate cognitive issues, especially with complex problem solving or abstract thinking. That corpus callosum, it's like this super highway between the brain hemispheres. It's absolutely vital for integrating information.
Okay, so that bridge, that connection between the two sides of the brain, when it's not fully there, what kind of challenges pop up? You mentioned abstract thinking.
All right, well, individuals with AGCC often find tasks needing a bit more imagination tricky. Things like understanding non-literal language idioms, proverbs, that sort of thing, or even just piecing together information over time. Some studies found their storytelling can be more maybe conventional, less imaginative exploration beyond the literal facts. And this particular study zeroed in on how they figure out a word's meaning just from context clues.
Right, context clues. So how did they actually test that? Especially if imagination and linking info over time are the tricky parts.
They use something called the word context test. It's not new, but their analysis is participants have to guess a made-up word. They get five sentences, one after the other, and each sentence gives a little more information about this nonsense word.
Ah, okay, like a progressive reveal.
Exactly. But here's the really cool part. Instead of just marking answers right or wrong at the end, they used semantic similarity analysis.
Semantic similarity. Okay, break that down a bit. How did that work?
So, it measures how close in meaning each guess is to the actual target word. Let's say the target word is, I don't know, umbrella. A first guess after a vague clue might be thing, not very close. Then maybe cover, getting warmer. Then rain protection, closer still. This method lets you track that step-by-step thinking process, how they navigate towards the meaning or maybe struggle to. It's not just pass-fail.
That makes so much sense. It's looking at the journey, not just the destination. So, what did this detailed look actually uncover? What were the findings?
Well, two key things, really. First, on the standard scoring, just counting right answers, the AGCC group did have fewer consecutively correct responses, so more interruptions in getting it right. But the semantic similarity analysis, that showed something quite striking. Their initial guesses were significantly less semantically similar to the target word.
So they started further away from the meaning.
Exactly. It suggests they struggled more with that initial ambiguity, maybe couldn't generate as many possibilities or integrate the early vague clues as effectively. But the achi, and this is important, despite that initial difficulty, they often did solve the problem in the end. Both groups, those with AGCC and the neurotypical controls, showed their guesses getting steadily closer in meaning with each new sentence.
Interesting. So even with that initial hurdle, they still progressed towards the answer as the clues got clearer.
Precisely. It suggests that while imagination and integrating information across those early trials might be harder, maybe they focus more on the immediate sentence clue. The increasing specificity of the later clues helps simplify the task enough for them to often reach the solution. It really highlights how just looking at the final score can totally hide these important nuances in the problem-solving process.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you think, doesn't it, that standard tests might miss these kinds of processing differences. It's not just if you get it, but how. So wrapping this up, this deep dive really seems to underscore the corpus callosum's role in what? Verbal imagination, integrating clues over time.
Definitely. It's central to pulling together information in that flexible, imaginative way needed for complex verbal tasks. It shows the power of looking beyond just the final answer. And if you think about the bigger picture, this study really pushes us to analyze the process in cognitive tasks more broadly. Think about it. How much more could we understand about learning, about thinking both typical and atypical, if we applied this kind of detailed trial-by-trial look elsewhere? Could understanding the how actually revolutionize the way we approach problem-solving in general, or education, or even just how we communicate with each other every day? It's something to consider.